Yep.
Steve does. Okay.
Yep.
That does we did. Which is sad. I miss him. So we'll call the meeting to order. This is the Library Advisory Committee. It's October 18th, 2018, 7:03 p.m. And I'd like to take roll this time. So I guess if you're here, say present. So Sophie Cooper, Kathy Gilchrist.
Present.
Bianca Mehta.
Present.
And Mike Finelli.
Present.
Rocio Ross. She's not here.
My name is Mark Powers, and I represent the San Ramon Senior Advisory Committee as a guest.
Oh, great. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Dina Holloway, representing the library.
Yes.
Cindy Cooper. Present.
Okay. Great. And Sherry Wasso. Present. Okay. Now, item number three in our agenda is special items or announcements. 3.1 is induction of new members.
Sounds formal.
Okay. So that would.
What are you going to do to induct?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. We will introduce.
Yeah, it's just I'm new. Obviously, Mike Finelli, I'm with the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
It's
really nice.
Dub him with a sword or something like that.
I don't know
the plan.
We just welcome people.
Okay, great.
Welcome people.
I appreciate that.
And you're the interim program manager?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll be in the role permanently, but I'm here to keep this train moving forward for tonight at least. So we'll see how it all shakes out.
Okay.
Very good.
That's great. Great. And then Kathy Gilchrist, welcome.
The only other new one?
Yeah. And then Wellman Teen Council, this is your first meeting, right?
This is my first meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
So Kathy Gilchrist, we're happy to have her back.
Thank you.
Committee.
Yeah. I'm on the County Library Commission as mm-hmm. well, and I wanted to rejoin this committee because I really think I can do a better job representing the city and the San Ramon Library on the commission by being more knowledgeable, and Dina's kind of hard to pin down.
Oh, hi. So Rocio Ross just joined us.
Great.
Yeah, that's okay.
Pass her down.
Okay. Thank you. Very
good. Just grab it when I have
time. No problem.
We're just on item number 3.1. And we'll just welcome Mike Finelli, the new program manager. And then Kathy Gilchrist, who's our alternate, and she has been on the committee in the past.
I was on the last.
Yes. Yeah. And then Sophie Cooper, welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Council from Cal High. Yeah. Really nice to meet you. So, great. Now, item number 4, public comment. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the Library Advisory Committee on any item not already included on today's agenda. Comments should not exceed 5 minutes. And so we do have. Well, we do have a guest here. Do you have any comments?
I do. It's great to be here. I'm filling in for Mike, who will probably be your permanent representative from the San Ramon Senior Advisory. He's on vacation this month, so I decided to fill in.
Okay.
I have been with the advisory committee for 5 years. I have been chair, co-chair, a committee member, and currently I'm an alternate member, and my term will expire in March of next year.
Can you give us your name again?
Mark.
Mark.
M-A-R-K Powers.
Powers.
P-O-W-E-R-S. I am also a Meals on Wheels volunteer, as well as volunteering time at the information desk at the Senior Center. So it's been a great time for me. I have brought our latest Encore magazine, which you have access to, which will outline the programs that we have ongoing at the Senior Center, as well as holiday boutique specials that are coming up, seeing that we're nearing the holiday season. We experienced a great summer. As far as participants, we had close to 3,000 members committed and enjoyed the center during the month of August with classes. We had, we delivered 1,900 meals at the senior center Monday through Friday, as well as delivering 400 meals throughout the month on a Meals on Wheels basis. So it was a very active August for the senior center. We're constantly adding new programs. I think the focus has been outreach. We want to make sure that our seniors in San Ramon know about the center. We're very focused on isolation with seniors. Sometimes they stay in their home and they don't want to leave. So we're very cognizant of that. Being a delivery of Meals on Wheels, I see this on a day-to-day basis where people don't even want to open their door. And a lot of seniors in San Ramon live alone. So it's really hard to kind of bring them forward and or to let them know that there are services available for them if they need additional help with the day-to-day living. So we're very, very lucky to have the senior center that we have here in San Ramon. It's a beautiful building.
It is. When you walk in at the natural light and the, you know, yeah, lots of classrooms, really it's very nice.
And we have a great staff. Becky Adams is the director and she's on top of it all. And she has a great staff working with her. We have a great group of volunteers that come in on a day-to-day basis that sort of helps them out with the at the information desk. The reason I got involved was my mother, after my dad passed away, my mother came out to live with us. And I wasn't sure what to do with her while I was at work. And we born and raised in Boston, so she was a stubborn Boston Irish Catholic pain in the ass. But, so I brought her up to the senior center, and this is back in the late 90s. And they were just so tremendously helpful in making her feel comfortable and getting her acclimated to what was up there. So when she stayed with us for over a year and a half, and then she went with went to visit my sister, and I said, keep her. she told me, you know, if you ever volunteer, make sure you get back to the senior center. That's why I do this. But anyway, I'm always amazed at the people coming into the center. We're trying to bring in a younger, you know, that seniors or the senior group that we have coming in on a day-to-day basis. They do come in on a day-to-day basis, but we want to make sure that it's also a community center. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that those that are 50 and over, that the center is for you and that there are classes for everybody, not just for seniors, but for those that are approaching that level.
What's the sort of minimum age you need to be to participate in the senior program?
55, mm-hmm. 60. We have some great teachers. I would say the majority of the teachers live in San Ramon. So there's line dancing and yoga, and there's exercise classes, and there's Tai Chi. There's just a wide variety. So again, we're very lucky. I would also suggest that if you ever have the time, Monday through Friday between 8:30 and 5, to just stop in and take a walk, look around. It really is pretty incredible. So, my spiel. That's my spiel. So I'm glad to be here. It's nice to join you.
Yeah.
So thank
you. Do you do typically like flyer outreach at around the corner here at the library, where you have like flyers posted about activities,
no,
or do you do other kinds of things?
And I just walked
around.
Is that why
you're here, to help try to do more outreach with the library?
I have been focused the last couple of months on churches, St. Joan of Arc and the different churches along San Ramon Valley Boulevard. There's also the senior center up on off of Valley Vista. working with them to make sure that they're bringing their seniors know what's going on at the senior center. We do provide transportation, so I'm trying to get the bus to get up over the hill, grab them and bring them down, mm-hmm. and spend a couple of hours at the senior center. But I think this would be a perfect venue for advertising things that are going on at the senior center.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's city partnership and all.
Of course.
One of the senior residents down there off of Fir Crest or something.
Sunny Glen.
Yeah, Sunny Glen area, the Villa San Ramon had an arrangement where they would bring residents to the library mm-hmm. when I was working here. Do they still do that?
We do. We have a small population from Sunny Glen that will come up, and our bus will go and pick them up in the morning.
Yeah.
One of the things that we do have, and we've kind of focused on this for the last year, is every Wednesday we have what is called the Lunch Bunch, which I brought a brochure. You can sort of look at these and pass them around. But what they do is they leave the center at 9:30 in the morning, and they're gone for the day. And they'll go to Sam's down in Half Moon Bay, they'll go to the Monterey Aquarium, they'll go to the San Ramon Museum of Modern Art in San Francisco and make a day of it out
there. These are fantastic trips.
They're great.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm sort of, okay, I want to make sure that we sort of include, and I know Rossmore is doing this, where they'll get bulk tickets for musicals and plays at the Dean Lesher, mm-hmm. and see if we can somehow work out a deal where we can take them up there on a Wednesday or Thursday for an afternoon.
Okay. Dina, is this a regular feature over in the area?
I haven't seen it over there, so I don't
think I will make sure ever. If you think it's
but, but I have to say I don't maintain the other staff members maintain that bulletin board. I occasionally go over and see if we have outdated stuff, but I haven't noticed this if it's over there.
You still have a rack where there are things like this?
We still have rotating racks as well as the dockers. Yeah.
So that'd be good to put some of these in there.
You bet.
I think so.
Yeah.
But anything, no matter what, has to come to the librarian's question. They put them out.
It has to be approved.
So deliver it all.
Okay.
To the desk.
Who's a contact person?
We give them all to Angelina. But you could give it to anyone, and we all know to put it on Angelina's desk, mm-hmm. and she puts them out.
So if he had something like this, he would bring it to that front circulation desk there, and
he would just say, we're a 501c.
I would like to get this approved for bringing out.
City program.
Yeah, if it's a city program or a 501c, there's no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes. For Angelina.
And we do have these. We do have those.
See, good to hear.
Unless they're gone. We could have those.
So that's it. If you have any questions or concerns, I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. But please come down. I mean, it's your center. It's San Ramon Center. It's not just a senior center, it's also a community center.
Yeah.
And as you can, when you browse through the catalog there, we offer some great classes. Mm-hmm. We're looking at perhaps opening for 4 hours on a Saturday, mm-hmm. maybe 2 Saturdays a month, and maybe extending a Thursday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday, extending the hours from 7 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Those that are working, if they want to come down. But mm-hmm. we're trying to negotiate with the teachers to make sure that we have someone there to teach to us.
Sure. Yeah, I had brought my son to that facility because he had a job interview there. Mm-hmm. And I was there during like the daytime hours, you know, in the afternoon-ish. And I was so impressed with all that was going on.
Great.
And how vibrant it was, yeah.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
Good to hear. So that's it.
Can I add something? So the library also provides programs and different things for seniors, but we never want to step on your toes because our programs are free, and you know, so we might not want to offer the same things. So if we knew, sometimes we've done our programs so much in advance, you know, mm-hmm. to meet deadlines,
that we'll find out later, oh, you have a similar program. But if there was a way for you to let us know what you're planning, then mm-hmm. we would make sure we're not ever
duplicating.
Yeah, duplicating the programs.
Going forward, I would say step on our toes, because that's the only way we're going to know what you're offering and what we're offering. So step on our toes, and we'll, you know, we'll always iron it out some way down the line.
They're not going to also be on the same dates, you know. And
the issue sometimes was, like, ours are free programs, and mm-hmm. theirs might be charging 40, so we're sort of stealing off their patrons, yeah. which is not our intent.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. we want to do whatever is best for this city.
Mark doesn't seem concerned.
I know.
Okay.
Because maybe there are seniors that we know about that can't afford the $40, and if they know that there's a class that's been offered in San Ramon that they can take free, why not?
Yeah. Well, and then the Contra Costa County Library's website does have everything that is definitely on the calendar, on the online calendar.
Correct.
So for a little ways out in advance, anybody can click on there and see what the library is planning for San Ramon campus and Doherty Station, too. That can help.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Item number 5 on the agenda is approval of the minutes, 5.1, approval of the July 19th, 2018 regular meeting minutes. So those are attached. And I wasn't there, but if you see anybody else see anything that needs to be amended, you know, whether it's a spelling thing or something did happen, speak up.
Looks good.
All right, I will make a motion to approve the July 19, 2018 regular meeting minutes. I need a second.
I second that. Marcia Ross.
Okay. It's been motioned and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from July 2018. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passed.
I have to abstain.
Okay, so number 6 on the agenda, committee business. 6.1 is the 2018 Library Advisory Committee Annual Report Goal Review. So, let's go turn to, it's page 5 of the attached 2017 Annual Report. That's where you're going to see the section 5, 2018 Recommended Goals and Objectives. Keep in mind, for those new to the committee, and it still confuses me, that when we talk about the annual report, and on the cover page it says 2017 annual report, then we've got the 2018 goals. Historically, up until just, I'm learning now, we've always approved these reports in the fall, like at this meeting, and shown them before the council. It was either, it used to be like November, December, and then it went to January. Now I see it's jumped to February. So what we're really doing here is we're making the 2018 annual report. I mean, this is last year's, right? But we're going to make the 2018. It's actually not going to go into effect until it's approved in very early 2019. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be the 2018 report that we'll approve at our next quarterly meeting, January 7th. 15th or 17th.
Maybe right. I'm confused because
yes.
I'm new. But
yeah.
It says 2018 recommended goals and objectives, but we're at the end of the year.
Well, because this is last year's report we're looking at.
And was it never approved for this year?
No. This is, it was.
So
this,
so
is our,
the basis,
this is our
for
example
for
of last 20, year's report.
Okay.
That has the goals we're going to look at that we were supposed to meet all this calendar year.
Okay.
In 2018.
In order to create the annual report for this year.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the goals on page 5 of this report from last year, 2018 goals, we're going to look at those tonight. There's only 4 of them. And then we're going to make the 2019 goals, which will be on the 2018 report. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then this
it's
will all be
2019 work plan. It's gonna the attached, the 2018 annual report.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then this format will be updated before it's presented in February.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Pictures will be swapped out or whatever,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
And text changed. One thing I did notice as I went through this tonight on the staff report from just last week,
mm-hmm.
is that it says that what was attached was a 2018 report, but it's a 2017
okay.
report. So, and that's part of why I brought that up, because I was like, it's so easy to make that typo or whatever, because there's different things on this report. And I thought maybe you had draft. So anyway, page 5, we only have these 4 goals that all of these goals existed in the previous pages from last year's report, except maybe one was rewritten a little bit. First goal is the Library Advisory Committee will monitor the retention and use of the library performance standards or library performance metrics outlined in the city's general plan 2035 update, which was in parentheses, it says July 9, 2014. That's the date it was approved for the 2035 plan, the general plan for the city. So that's a goal we've had year over year because it's something pretty like integral to what we're, you know, that we're doing, mm-hmm. that we're monitoring. So I would recommend that we keep that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Didn't we do that last year?
And it's part of, if you look at, let's see, which one is it? Mental retention and use. It is, in this report we're looking at, previous page number 3 is that goal.
Okay.
And then, so what we
have, see.
Yeah, and the brand new library we're sitting in helped meet the standards, the performance standards that the city passed in 2014.
Okay.
Adding a lot of new electrical outlets, much more seating to correspond with the population of San Ramon, increased population and things like that. So we've met that standard. So. If we're keeping a goal, which we should, I think, for 2019, for number one, I think the text would probably be the same. The response would be the same, because I noticed in looking at the quarterly meeting minutes we just passed,
mm-hmm.
that the July meeting, Steve Pearsall had actually done the same thing as the year before in that July meeting. He updated, he gave us an update or something.
Okay.
So, I don't know, it would be either very similar or identical. I mean, or maybe it wasn't, I'm sorry, that wasn't that meeting. It was the MOU that he did in July, right? But.
Yep.
At whatever meeting.
It was a prior that I remember.
Yeah. Maybe that was April.
I do remember we went through the outlets and the work orders to correct any defects from that. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
we did.
So we did cover it in this past year. So yeah, we could probably just adopt that goal as number one and adopt the same text from last year's report.
For completing it this year.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Got it.
I agree.
And number 2 of the goals for this year is the Library Advisory Committee will continue to evaluate library services to ensure San Ramon's libraries and library services meet and respond to the evolving needs of the community. So that has been a goal we've had for a while. It had been expanded a little last year because of the pocket library and things like that during renovation. But we still need to, that's what we're here for. We're here to mm-hmm. evaluate the services and the needs and things as they arise. So, what did we see last year? Last year, the response started with that the committee received updates from the senior library manager for San Ramon Libraries on the services of the public library, so that would come out. Less past. We talked about the levels of circulation, but yeah. So I don't know, sometimes the staff have an idea.
How do you measure whether you've met this goal or not?
Well, it's about, some of the performance metrics are the hours of operation, electrical outlets, the seating.
Where is that? Is that like
that's in the general plan.
It's in the plan, the 2035 plan.
We're talking about one or two right now.
Two.
Maybe the word evaluate is too scientific. Monitor might be a better.
No, I mean, you have to evaluate, see if it's working or not.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to find out if it's working or not.
Yeah, we're evaluating the services in that goal to see if they would meet and respond to the needs of the community.
So how do you evaluate it?
Well, you would, the library manager of the library, you would give us a report and advice about the services and whether something was.
So the senior library manager has the criteria of what that they have to meet, and then they can again compare.
So I'm not.
You're talking about metrics, though. We're on number two.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about too. Number two. How do you know if you met the services requirement?
So I do not know what all you are being measured again. You know what we're being measured for, like. In order to report back to you. I do have things like on the number of programs for fiscal year,
mm-hmm.
the first quarter of 18-19, it's in this current report. I do have the circulation totals. I didn't include it in this report, but how like San Ramon's and Doherty Station compare to the other libraries. And I can easily give that to you.
Yeah,
I have other information, but I do need to know what you want to know.
Nancy is responding to the evolving needs of the community. So first, we have to know what those are.
Well, yeah, what are the needs? How do we know they're meeting the needs?
Well, when Nancy Kreiser would give us a report, let's say it would be like her manager's report, which would give a lot of statistics on not just the physical circulation, but the virtual circulation. Let's say San Ramon asked to increase their allotment of the virtual lending or bump it up because the demand was so high and the whole list was so high in here in San Ramon. I mean, we have the highest circulation of the county consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, like did the demand go up for virtual? Did we get the funding from?
I have
to meet this
type of report so
and
I can
like
get
that
to you.
And programming like you were talking about.
So yeah, the programming I have here. So.
Plus, Nancy used to run the book club for seniors.
Which I run two book clubs for seniors, one at the Villa San Ramon and one at the Senior Center on a monthly basis.
Okay. Yeah, so that's part of services. I mean, all of the myriad of things.
So you have to kind of look at the demographic of San Ramon and what their needs are in order to actually.
Do you do a survey of the residents to see if they're meeting the needs?
We did one in 2012. We have not done one since then, as far as the committee. But what about you as the library? Have you done?
So they did an Orange Boy survey recently, and I can give you some of those results. I don't have one. That was a countywide, but San Ramon residents could respond to
that
also.
That was an excellent report. Yeah.
I do want to say also, as far as feedback from the community, so sometimes at these meetings, people will come from the community and bring up an issue, like earlier this year when the man said there wasn't, he could never find his mysteries on the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
And we responded to him and brought the report back to the next meeting. So we try to give feedback to that. And like part of my report today is some of the comments I had from people and how we address those. And then you can say you know, we'd like to take a different path on this one or whatever, you know, but I can tell you how I responded to the various things that they're complaining about, or the things we're most getting comments on.
Does the library have a either an online suggestion box or a or a physical here?
We don't have a physical one here. There has been in the past one where sometimes kids just mess around with it.
You know? Tough things into it.
Yeah, but online there's a comment thing where you can put in any comment you want or suggest a purchase. There's different things online where you can do that. But there's no reason why we couldn't try a suggestion box again.
On services or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, or you know, if, since last survey was done in 2012, it's 2018, it's going to be 2019 pretty soon.
Well, the survey, I'll bring that Orange Boy survey results and see if that satisfies your what you would
yeah,
be
Yeah, but
in
you have mm-hmm. a new library, you know, it's just, so it's... Things have changed since 2012.
No, but she's
oh, this
saying
is
recent. I'm saying the last time we did it as a committee was comprehensive both in services and facility. And then, but since then, there's
it's
surveys.
That the county
libraries.
Survey was
so is there's a
hard
what and this
what
was
is
2018.
I don't think
so.
It was just presented this year. It was just
yeah.
done this year.
So it's very current.
So
yeah,
it been the end.
Yeah,
of
it was very thorough. Really looked at it. It was really a marketing research tool.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Well,
I can bring that result
to see the results
One thing
of that survey.
Just comes to mind when I read this goal is that I just heard an interesting statistic that San Ramon's population is 40% Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
I'm not really surprised, but I never really put a number on it.
Mm-hmm.
And.
It's going to be more next year.
I was just
going to
say,
it's not
going to
go down.
Yeah.
But, it's, so I don't know what that means for city services.
So
yeah, that applies to you and the senior center too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to find most of those people in churches, for
right.
example. You know.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Do you think that maybe then our next quarter meeting?
Oh, sure,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Great. All right. So, let's see. The next goal is number 3. The Library Advisory Committee will continue to monitor any activity regarding the 3-party lease agreements MOU or any future amendments the same regarding Dorby Station and Library. So, we did do that. Let's see, goals. 3 goals. Okay. So, Mike Finale, you emailed me about how I think it was October 4th they signed another MOU.
Yes.
And what number is that? Is that 8th or is
I
that
think it was
9th? 9. Yeah,
yes.
I think it was like 9th.
Yes.
Okay. So, and that's for the 2018-19 fiscal year?
That's right.
Okay. So really that's, we could borrow the exact language and change Amendment 7 to Amendment 9.
Okay.
And the year, correct the, you know, update the year and then.
And that's the one that's with the community college
yeah.
school district,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So what is it, the city? The college district in the library, or
that's
those
right.
are 3 parties?
That's right.
So maybe, given the fact that the community college is going its own way,
mm-hmm.
we have to kind of look at the impact that that's going to have on the operation
yeah.
of the Dorby Station Library.
That's part of the other goal, isn't it?
Goal number 4? Oh, no, that's 3. There we go, 3.
Yes. So it's part of the next goal.
Okay.
That
sorry.
We had set that this past year we were doing that because we knew that was in the works. And so number 4 is the Library Advisory Committee will continue to monitor progress on the Contra Costa Community College District bond construction plans as it relates to building a library at the San Ramon campus. And what do we say?
So I know, was it the last meeting? There was another update.
Steve says, continue to monitor this decision, work with staff on the impacts this will have to the Dorney Station library operation.
Yes.
So maybe that needs to be lifted in.
That could continue on with that same text for next year, because we're still in that holding pattern, waiting for them to actually break, you know, break ground or do something.
So how do we, assess the impact that it's going to have on the Dorney Station library operations? Did we make this a goal for this coming year?
Well, a huge thing will be the operating hours.
Right.
And then this, they pay, the community college district pays 15 hours, if that my memory serves correct. Is that right? 15 hours a week? Because,
So I guess we got to look at that and find out how.
Or is that 15 for this one?
No, not for this one.
Not for this one, no. Oh, okay. I don't think they pay anything for here. It's just a door, So, however many hours it is, because I could be wrong.
So, those hours have to be made up.
That's a fiscal impact.
Those have to be made up.
They either have to be made up, or a decision has to be made that the library isn't open as many hours. And, So, it's a budget issue. Does the city take it on? Does the county? Yeah.
It's also like what type of books we have in and stuff. Like, we tried to get a lot of books, and DVC paid for some, to purchase some of those books that were geared towards that age group. And if they're going to have their own separate library, and then in addition, the fact that the senior apartments are coming in, we may have to rethink what type of books we have in there. You know, who our target audience is and who the most of our patrons are. So that'll be another. And so, like, they've even looked at things like the height of the shelves, because it seems like a lot of our things are, our circulation is children-based. And yet, a lot of the shelving is really high for the adult books that aren't circling as well. But we don't know whether that'll change once the seniors start living there.
So is that development right next to the parking lot is senior housing?
It is. And then I wasn't in that meeting with Steve and Nancy had with DVC. I got to attend the very first part, and then they had Melinda there and Steve. I think Kathy is there.
Okay.
But that was, before I was manager.
Yeah, so Steve provided an update on that at the July meeting? Yeah. Because the plans have all changed pretty significantly from what the original design was.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It sounds like they're pulling out completely.
It's not really a library per se.
Well, like a research center. Online research. It wasn't really going to stack a lot of books in there. So it wasn't going to be a library in a traditional sense. Is what the latest plans were.
That's what I recall, that it was going to be a more virtual subscription kind of thing, and a research center, and hopefully some food, they said, on campus and in that area. And the thing is that if they don't have physical books, probably their students would still use the real library.
Are they pulling out, or they just sort of don't want to pay?
Exactly.
I never see college students in that library when I'm in there. Are there, do they use the library, or do they just pick things up and go?
Well, I do see some in there, certainly not to the extent that we see children in there, but they actually can't pick up and go, because any book that we have there, that DVC provides, they have to be used in the libraries.
Oh, right, that's right.
Captive audience.
They're going to continue to keep those books in the collection, right, and have that same agreement? Or
I got the impression that they were not.
Okay.
Right now, we have books by course, and they're actually cataloged in our system. you know, their textbooks, so that if someone just wants to come over and look at the textbook. And they're not just textbooks, they're like, if it's a literary class and they're reading some book, some novel, we will have that there on the DVC shelves.
Okay, they give you a list. Hey, we're going to cover these books.
They give us the books and the list.
Yeah.
So there is no plan to cover the shortfall of money?
I wasn't in that meeting.
Yeah, I don't think they know what the shortfall is.
It's a little early.
But I think it was like a 3-year out that they anticipated that DVC might continue to chip in money, so it's not that far out. Unless I, you know, like I said, I wasn't at the meeting, but that's, I believe that's what I heard.
So is this the goal for a separate committee, or should we have a goal to sort of figure this out?
Well, this committee does not deal with budget issues for library.
But it should be a service issue, though.
Well,
right?
What I'm saying is, like, we don't recommend certain books to purchase. Is that what? That's what I mean. Okay, but you can explain more.
But I didn't see these committee members other than Steve at that meeting. It was, like I said, Nancy, Melinda being head of the whole library system, and then Kathy and Steve. And of course, there were people from DVC there too. Robinson, somebody.
Maybe
I think we can find out. Yeah, we continue to ask for regular updates, right?
Right.
Which we should be getting.
Yeah.
Right.
As they happen.
Yeah. We'll continue to, the committee just monitors the progress on the construction plans that the community college district has as relates to the, you know, subject of the library that they're building. So when we get more information and we have it to review, and it'll be brought, and it's brought to us at these quarterly meetings, then we can advise or monitor or whatever. Sometimes it's just monitoring, sometimes it's making a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our own role. It's,
we're requesting information.
Requesting information, reviewing that.
But it becomes like a not meeting the need kind of issue, you know? If the library reduces that significantly, the number of hours, then that part of the town doesn't have a library to go to.
Or not as many.
They'll be impacted.
By fewer hours, if that would be the case. So then at that point.
So that gets to, service needs.
So, contra Costa County Libraries, they operate the library, you know, this library and the other. And so they pay for it. City does not pay the staff that, you know, for working here.
I think the city does. The city pays for extra hours.
For extra hours.
The county pays not for the 37 base hours, and the city, in some cases, in the county.
I thought it was 35.
35, okay. In some cases in the county, friends groups or foundations also pay the library for additional hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the county that pays staffing.
But in this case, our extra hours are comped by the city and by DVC and Darty Valley.
Yeah.
I mean,
Darty Station.
Darty Station.
So we'll continue to monitor. Does anybody see a separate need on any other issue for the goals? I have a question for you, Dina. So was there a new strategic plan for the Contra Costa County Libraries put in place this past year?
It's plan that's been revised. It's not a brand new plan, but the strategic plan has basically the same goals, I believe, the exact same goals. They've updated certain parts of it. and that's available online on our website at all times.
I think Melinda's effort was trying to make it the goals more measurable. One of the problems with the last strategic plan is that you couldn't really measure the success in a statistical kind of a way.
Okay.
So I think she was trying to...
Some of the goals, you know, they're sort of expanding underneath them, like equitable access is the big thing this year, and they have a big push on readers advisory also. So it seems to me that that's the two. The Orange Boy, getting the survey, they were trying to find out what people want and make sure that we market what we have so people know. A lot of people are asking for things that we actually provide, you know, and so somehow the message isn't getting out. No, we have that. Rosetta Stone? Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
So,
yes, just the Gardner series, we have it. It's just not every week. Yeah, and things like that, right? Yeah.
Right. So we're trying to do a better job of marketing. So within all those goals, they've sort of updated parts of them, but it's the same basic strategic plan. You know, you can look at it. It says 2014 to 2017, and I said, so what's the new one? They said, it's that one. It's just...
But she hasn't republished it for 2017 or 2018?
The one online...
I think she's got a document that she's going to publish.
Are you talking Gail?
Melinda
Cervantes, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I think it, because in last year's report, it said it was going to be a 2017 to 2021, like a 4-year plan.
Yeah, yeah, well, it will be written. It's going to be new verbiage, but it is the same goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have a goal for this year on monitoring that plan, maybe because, there's nothing that relevant to...
Well, it could be kind of a standard goal to monitor library strategic plans implementation in San Ramon, something like that.
Yeah.
We've had that. Whether there is one or not.
Can't
do it.
I would welcome that as a goal. I mean,
that'd
be a good idea to have something like that back again. Goals. Yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. All right, that could be goal 5. So that would be like the previous year's goal 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did I be talking as much as I am? I'm an alternate. I'm just realizing that.
It's totally fine.
Although there are some people, I don't know if I'm an alternate or a specific person.
Yeah. Jump in any time, anyone.
All right, I won't vote.
So let's see. Do we have to like basically make a motion for these goals now, and then in January, then it goes back to? It didn't sound like that, because from your report, Mr. Finelli, it's that you want recommendations.
Yeah,
and
I can.
In January, we get your feedback and any.
I can put a drafted report together and then. Route that.
Later.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just try to capture some of the two items that we mentioned, the two new ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll approve in January, so hopefully we have a quorum like we do in January, so we can approve our goals. Okay.
Do we have a date for meeting in January? I got that.
It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
January 17th.
Gotcha. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it's the third Thursday, third Thursday in the months that we have the meetings, which are always January and
April
and July and October.
For quarterly meetings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. Okay. All right, good. All
thank
right,
you.
So does everybody cover that goals? Okay. So number 6.2, story block concept. Our attachments. And that's, So that's your report, Mr. Finelli. Would you like to give that?
Sure, I could go over this one. So we kind of wanted to recommend the Story Wall concept and provide feedback to staff. And I don't know who had a chance to read through or look at the proposal, but basically what it is, it's stories on a walking path. The stories would be updated by the Santa Monica Library. The city would work in conjunction with the library to get them installed. I think originally the plan was for installation at Central Park. There is no funding set up for this, but it was going to be kind of rolled out potentially in the master plan. That's my understanding, but I think our objective tonight was to kind of get some feedback on how this proposal sounds to the group.
So the San Francisco Public Library is doing this with really some pretty nice success to that. And you can take any book, you're allowed to take the books apart, enlarge them, and put them on there as long as you've purchased the book. And they have these, it's a sort of similar to our sign things where you can put it behind glass or behind acrylic or something. And then the kids can walk along and they read part of a story, and you know, it's usually like a picture book size. So big graphics and things, and then they go to the walk along a little bit further, and it's another to the story. And they were trying to have it so that the story might end on a path that would lead to the library. That was the idea, you know, so that you can walk, and then if you wanted more stories, just come this way. But getting stories out in the environment too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So start in the park. Where would the path start?
So the path, I wasn't in on this meeting either, but they also talked about how they're trying to do like walking paths and bicycle paths and stuff. So that whole area wasn't completely decided. Is the way I've heard.
That's
is
right.
It in conjunction with the very recent bicycle master planning and all that? The bicycle master plan.
For the city?
For the city?
Passes. I thought that was going to be part of that too, or no?
Is this you're talking about for the city or for something bigger?
No, for the city. There was the public was invited to give input over this past year on a bicycle master plan and walking paths and things like that. So
yeah,
I'm guessing that would be, when
they
finalize that, they'll have a better idea of the paths that the story walk would follow. Maybe that's what generated the interest in this?
Elaine started it because they wanted to do it for summer reading this year, and some of the communities were able to do it, but we didn't have it set up yet, so we didn't participate in that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and to me, it seems like it's a relatively low cost initial, and then it sounds like you use these frames over and over and over.
You can.
Right.
Yeah. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. How well do the frames hold up? Last, is there any in terms of falling apart and starting to look crummy and breaking and stuff like that?
How
does that happen?
Yeah, how long has the ones mentioned in the report, like you said, San Francisco, how old are they?
Did the same company do it?
It's a company that does it.
But did the same company do the ones in other places?
I was looking at the estimate from the company, and the bottom of the first page and top of the second talks about you use 10 milliliters of hot liner to enclose the book page or printed page. So then you basically have to unlaminate for the books, the book pages, and then relaminate and put the names in, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You have to basically glue it around the sides to keep the moisture out every time you switch out the book. But it must be a well-designed panel that makes it easy to do that again and again.
These look high quality to me, but,
Do they have warranties? I just remember the problem with the kiosks and the BART stations that didn't work. Remember the book kiosks that were located in BART stations? We got a national award.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was Books to Go or Books, something like Library Go Go.
Oh, I remember the name. I never saw that.
Kiosks and BART stations where people could borrow a book and return, you know, one station, and they can return it when they're through at the same station or another station.
Okay.
But the kiosk stopped working. Uh-oh. We won a national award for our innovation.
It was a nice idea, but this is not high tech at all, where you're, you know, this is basically a frame.
I know. I'm just worried about materials, and especially if they're located in the hot sun, you know, over time what they'll have to be replaced. So I.
So what was the objective?
We have to have a budget to replace
it. The objective was to see if there's interest in including this in the master plan and even moving it forward for budget consideration. Mm-hmm.
So these things, if we decide to move forward as a part of the budget consideration, we'll have to make sure that the product is worth
investing
purchasing.
And that the city is willing to support maintenance of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet the posts, you know, if they're nice high quality, they will take a beating. It's just like you were talking about the exposure the elements for the clear the laminate or whatever.
Yeah.
And has this been
sort of, need to be replaced from time to time.
Has this been shared with the Parks Department over? They would have
this
to.
This is the first kind of.
Yeah, they would have to also be in on it, right?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. And then this quantity.
So where
here,
does Kathy, it was discussed with Kathy.
Yeah, I mean, at this point she said bring it to tonight's meeting and see how the group feels about
it. I just
it.
Didn't know if she was part of Parks. I don't actually know.
Oh, yeah,
know
yes,
her.
Yes.
Is it the quantity 20, that means there will be 20 such setups? Is that what it means?
That would be, I would assume, 20 options for pages or parts of the story as it continues along.
I'm sure Elaine probably, if Elaine was looking into it, she might.
It does look high quality.
Do we have a picture?
She might have called the library that you know, the San Francisco Library and asked about the product. So.
You're looking up some pictures. Do we have any pictures for what these things look like?
You can see online. You can see the examples. They look really nice.
They look really nice, and if you know, I'm looking at the
really
panels that are put up for Parks. You know, at parks and stuff like that, and those hold up pretty well, but they have it down there in the rain.
Yeah, so. It just mentions the pages placed between the two sheets of acrylic then installed in the frame. During seasons with high humidity or rain, condensation or moisture may occur between the acrylic sheets, so that's the ocean area.
Yeah. But the idea is, you know, you're spending just the money on a book and remounting it on a foam board or something, or some thick paper, putting it in there. It's only every 3 months that you're doing this, and so by the time it gets damaged, you're already planning to, if it doesn't.
Exactly.
Well, I wasn't talking about the book, I was talking about the hardware.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it does look like it's a high quality experience company.
I think
like
we should move it forward.
For us, yeah, to just take a vote on how would we move it forward?
I can just make a recommendation to further look into it with the master plan. And
I like it. When I read it, I was like, this is so cool. I would love to.
I think it is cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your outside.
Gets
people outside.
And some of the stories you can do are just so appropriate for, like, you can do seasonal stories so that it makes them look at the things in the park too.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, like, I just think they're awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great marketing tool for the library too. Mm-hmm. It's great outreach.
Oh, I never thought of that part.
You didn't? Are you teasing me?
Yes.
Well, you know, and also the thing is, I guess, to that end, you just made me think of that if it gets approved and it gets installed, you would put a little plaque that says, you know, brought to you by or donated or funded by, you know, whether it's the city of San Ramon or however whoever funds it, and, you know, mention the San Ramon Library, you know.
And the agency would be interested in it.
our mender, our book mender, wants us to put on the very last one, don't do this to your books, yes. Kids.
That's true, that would be fun.
Huh. All these books that are on display, you don't really have to get permission to do this kind of thing,
correct? Apparently not, because you are purchasing the copy.
Yes, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do what you want to your own copy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, great. Okay. Item number 7, staff reports, 7-1, Dean Holloway, further update.
Betsy, did you include it in there, Mike?
No.
Oh, okay, so I might
not have. I thought it was going to be just a verbal report. But.
Yeah, so I can just give a verbal report here.
Do you have questions?
I do, not for everyone, because Nancy, as you know, has become the deputy, and as of September 4th, I'm the manager of San Ramon and Doherty. Denise Myers, who was so what I'm talking about first is staffing. Denise Myers, who was a senior clerk at Doherty, has left. She transferred to Brentwood. So Ruth, however I pronounce her last name, has been promoted to senior clerk. That's going to be effective October 22nd. But you'll notice on all these movements, they're within the library, so we're not really gaining our empty spots. We're just moving people. Okay. But these are who are applying for the positions. Ashley was the teen services librarian at Doherty. She is now going to be the adult services librarian at San Ramon, which was my job. So, and Leah Coffin, who was the teen services library assistant, is now going to be the teen service librarian at San Ramon. So that the bottom line there is San Ramon is still missing a senior clerk and a teen services library assistant, and Doherty Station now has an opening for a senior clerk, and they will also have the opening for the teen services librarian. That just hasn't been posted yet, but that will be coming up. For facilities issues, San Ramon is continuing to have HVAC problems. Like on days when it's hot, warm, it can get to be like 86 in a room. We get really a lot of complaints. We've had people say it's a refrigerator in here or an oven, people leaving the library because they feel sick. So it has been a problem. Not that the city doesn't work on different issues, but it continues to be a problem. Last week it was 62 in upstairs for one of our meetings, and people were freezing.
Is the city going after the contractor for this?
No, I think it was these certain rooms are on a different heating HVAC system,
right.
And so I think they said 150,000.
They're looking at doing new units for some of the rooms to unsplit things. That would their cope and balance it out, is my understanding.
Some of the problems was one of the air conditioning units, if you've seen them, they have like a fan on top. Mm-hmm. Well, the bolts that were holding it came off, and so the fan tilted, so all the blades got crunched. Mm-hmm. And so then it quit working. And at first they thought it was just the old HVAC problem, but here it was a separate problem. So that was, we got rid of that roasting problem. But every time the temperature either gets really hot or really cold, it totally affects certain rooms.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, that's a continuing problem.
But they're gonna fix it.
They're working on it.
They're thinking about it.
I don't know.
It's more of a public works item than Parks and Community Services, but they keep us updated on that.
Yeah, money is the issue. But we do have some positive things. We got a new sign. If you look out there, it says new books. So now people know where the new books are. And the foundation, we got a sign for the library foundation. We got two of those.
Oh, that's great.
And we got a bid on the restroom sign, because there's no sign when you walk in that says where the restrooms are. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're getting that. Another thing that got fixed was on the ramp on the Bollinger side, there weren't lights on that ramp, so it was a safety hazard. The lights were there, but they weren't turned on. The electricity wasn't in them. So they got that fixed.
Okay.
And then there, remember we had like a stretchy piece of canvas that they're advertising the different things.
New
so they replaced that with a nice new sign. So all those are very nice things.
That was the marketplace owner that did that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally.
So this is the section, the comments from patrons, some things that even though no one is attending the meeting that I've had complaints about. San Ramon Library, that we don't have enough laptops during peak periods. So we have a 6-slot laptop machine. Mm-hmm. And after school, all 6 slots are gone, plus our 12 machines upstairs. I've asked this county whether or not we could get a 12-slot machine and maybe give our 6-slot machine to Daugherty, which doesn't have any. But all this is money, and so right now they have me monitoring the usage of the laptops. Yeah, but the problem is, they sit there, nothing, you know, right, the 3 to 5. So
is it the kids that are using them?
They love them.
Of course.
Other people use them too, but that's the majority. Mm-hmm. Yes, right after school.
Is there a time limit that they have on use?
Yes, there's 2 types of time limits. The laptops go out for 2 hours as well as you can log onto computers. And then I have it set up that if no one else is, if you have so many empty slots and so many empty spaces, you can renew your time. But if there aren't empty computers or if there aren't empty time slots, you can't renew your time.
Okay.
So we can do that automatically. We don't have to be involved in that. Let me see. This one you already know. We've had complaints that people want to use this room for free.
Mm-hmm.
They see it all the time. They say, it's empty. Let us use it. We get complaints about the temperature in the room constantly. We get complaints about the rules for the study rooms. And we also get, so they don't, people either want to use the rooms beyond 2 hours a day, or there aren't enough rooms, you know, they want more rooms, but, or they only want people to be able to study in the rooms, and so if they're just talking or using their cell phones, but we don't monitor other than for legal purposes, you know, whatever they do in the room, we don't care, you know.
Right.
That's their own business. People say there's too much noise in the library or we're too restrictive on noise, you know, either way. So we get it both ways. Recently that they want to reserve the study room over the phone. And we don't allow that, and that's a county-wide decision.
Okay.
So in that instance, it was a man with a disability, not a visible disability, but he said, he had a disability and he wanted to come in. I mean, he didn't want to come in. He wanted us to reserve the room for him over the phone. I said that wasn't our policy to do that. And I explained to him that it's a countywide decision. It's not just San Ramon's decision. And we try to have equitable access, and he didn't have to reserve the room for himself. If he can't come in, he can have a friend or one of the people that are attend, you know, other people in his group. Reserve the room. And most people are okay once you explain the rules. This man really wasn't. Or why it's like that. You know, we don't want to get into asking people why you can't see any disabilities, so why do you get it? You know, we can't get into that. So we just have a blanket rule. We do have accommodations for disabilities through vision and hearing and stuff, just not room reservations. And they did try to do room reservations over the phone at both Walnut Creek, and I don't know if they did it at Lafayette for a while, but it really didn't work. Mm-hmm. Staff was spending like 90% of their day answering the phone to reserve the rooms, and so they just couldn't accommodate that. So okay. They just said you wow. have to do it in person.
Yeah.
So
we used to do it by phone here.
Yeah, we don't anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a county. It's the county. Let me see.
There's got to be an app or something that they can do it.
They do. Walnut Creek had the app yeah. too, and they also quit using that.
Couldn't you do it? You can't do it from the website anymore.
No. You can reserve a computer, not a study room. People wanted, someone wanted the textbooks. We had textbooks just available upstairs, and they didn't like that because then we didn't know how long they were out for. So we agreed with that one, and just like we have at Daugherty, we cataloged all the textbooks that this schools give us. But that didn't satisfy her because she felt we didn't have enough copies, but we only had what the schools gave us. So we've gone back to the schools for that. And then this third round is that she feels they didn't give us all the updated ones. So she
the newest editions.
Yeah, and that may be
it's out of your control.
We're working with
the textbook people and saying, does Pine Valley have a different set of textbooks? Or, you know, so we're trying to resolve that. We work with the schools and it's no problem. I think that actually is a valid complaint.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do that. And then before the meeting started, I mentioned that someone wanted to video a police interaction in the library, and we didn't allow it, and that's because of the privacy of a patron. You know, we have a rule within the whole library system that you cannot video or take photos of another patron, you know, without their written permission. So I didn't actually get to tell him the rule because the police stopped him from taking it anyway, so. But anyway, that is the rule, and I think it's a valid one. Mm-hmm. For programs, for the first quarter of fiscal year 2018-19, so that's July through the end of September, Daugherty Station had 10 adult programs. This could get boring, but I'll read it real quick. With 83 attendees, or I could show it to you, you know.
That's fine. Nancy always read it.
Okay, 2014 programs with 228 attendees, 17 school age or family programs with 234 attendees, 34 preschool programs with 1,232 attendees. And Daugherty also participated in one DVC program with 10 attendees, so we represented, we went over there. And let me see, they had three in-library class visits with 100 attendees and one off-site school visit also with 100 attendees. In the same time frame, San Ramon had 20 adult programs, some of those at the community centers, with 553 attendees. Just to let you know, Mark, we had programs like on retirement, mm-hmm. Things like that, to hit that 50-55
yes.
time frame. We had 2017 programs with 289 attendees, 17 school age family programs with 538 attendees, 41 preschool programs with 3,266 attendees. We sometimes our story times get over 100 people in them at a time. San Ramon also had six outreach adult programs with 75 attendees and one off-site school visit with 60 attendees. San Ramon has the highest summer reading participation in the county. And it's not even close, I'll tell you.
No.
San Ramon had 1,042 participants, and the next closest was Pleasant Hill with 612.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the second year we slammed them. And if you think of how, small Daugherty is, you know, really, they had 432. Wow. Which is really pretty good. Danville had 566. Walnut Creek, pretty big, only had 495. Mm-hmm. So we're doing really well mm-hmm. with our people participating. And then just to give you a rough figure here, for children, both branches have ongoing programs in story times. They have a book club for younger kids now, grades 3 to 5, I think it is. We have Tinker Thinkers, which is the Chevron supported program. So it's really a cute program that they provide. Pajama Math, that's once a month, Sleepy Time Science. Both branches have Reading to the Dogs. We've had special events like Jungle James, which had a really good turnout. So our foundation pays for these programs. Symphonics Music. This was upcoming when I wrote the report, but Python Run was yesterday. And last week was Try It Truck from the Bay Area Discovery Museum.
Oh.
And that was a big hit. And then we have coming up for this month, Marionette's Spooktacular Show. And we're considering, as you know, the Story Walk. Mm-hmm. For teens, it's always tough to draw them in. We're trying to work on that. But we have the after school movies.
We have a liaison.
We have after school movies, and at Daugherty we have Totally Tuesdays where they might do crafts with them or different things. At San Ramon they have Massively Mondays, so every Monday, and we get the kits from the we have kits that you can get that have like qubits, if you're familiar with them, or you put them together and they're like little robots that you put together. So all sorts of kits that you can get, Arduino, tons of kits. And we can just bring them here, button making, and bring them. So we get those every week. Daugherty started a gaming club. San Ramon still has a weekly chess club. We have TAG, which is the Teen Advisory Group. And the programming that the teens ask for more than anything else when we ask them is they're all education-based, you know? So they want the SAT, ACT, practice tests, college, how to fund your college, and we've had those. For adults, both branches have ESL. We had moved San Ramon's to the middle of the day, like 11:15 in the morning, and we get like 30 to 35 people attending that. So it's really much higher attendance. So that seems to be hitting a group.
Oh. What day did you say? Thursday morning?
It's Wednesdays.
Oh, Wednesday.
Yeah, Monday evening at Daugherty and Wednesday morning. And San Ramon has 3 monthly book clubs. We have a Master's Gardeners program, which is really popular, and we have insiders for disabled adults can come. Special programs include our jazz festival, which started up. We're having this second one this Saturday, so if anyone wants to come, it's La Hot Jazz, it's gypsy jazz. We're having the Danville San Ramon City Reads event, so every week we give away so many free books at both at Danville, San Ramon, and Daugherty. We have drawings for that. And then we're going to have the closing event Thursday, October 25th for Lisa C., and she's going to be at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
We had a candidate forum, which had really good turnout, and 92 people. We're having a citizenship event. That's later in the year, but mentioning it now, it's not till December. And we've had astronomy programs for adults and financial programs. So we're trying to meet the needs of the community as best we can.
How is the attendance for the adult programs?
So the candidate forum had 92. The Master Gardeners usually has 30-some.
Really? That's fantastic.
Really good. And some of them, I the financial programs, I would have to look at those, you know, but pretty good attendance.
Okay. Sounds better than it used to be.
Yeah, Insiders is still small because they want it, some of them want to come on Friday, and we can't accommodate that because we're half staff on Friday.
Yeah.
So it's like 5 to 7 people.
Gosh. Okay. This a question based on astronomy program. Do you go out?
And no.
No. Okay.
So we're not allowed to go out, but we have, this group was, I think, the Mount Diablo Astronomical Society comes in and they can give a program and then they talk about, they can show the slides and stuff. And then they also usually mention, hey, we're meeting up on Mount Diablo if you want to see it, you know, our next meeting.
Okay.
At Lafayette, we were able to go outside just the way the library station is, so we could actually go out with telescopes outside, which was nice.
Okay. A lot of interesting information, including the things we were talking about earlier, like the programming. So it'll be interesting to see in January when you bring the survey, and then we can kind of refer to this and see.
I'll make sure. I wasn't exactly sure what all information you were looking for, so I'll bring circulation. I'll let you know what a suggestion box brings up, and I'll bring the orange board.
Survey. Yeah. The survey, I'm assuming, breaks down those demographics, so do people have to check boxes as to like their ethnicity or things like that if we're talking about serving the diversity of the community?
I don't remember that, but I will have to look at that. And if it doesn't, if we want to come up with a survey and to meet their needs, we can do that too. You know, to meet our specific
city needs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. City probably has some statistics too, along those lines.
Oh, of
demographic description of the residents of San Lamar.
Oh, we can get that online anytime.
Yeah,
I had to know that to get this job.
Yeah. Obviously, you do.
Yeah,
but you're right about the 40%.
Yeah.
Well, you could let us know.
Memorized.
You could let us know at the next meeting to tie in with that. Are there what sort of programs target different demographics, if any? You know, like it's, you know, certain groups say, oh, we'd love to have a
The ESL and the language,
things like that.
Yeah,
we've had requests and really a lot of response for the ESL, and that's certainly
okay.
Super.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So. That's all she wrote. So we can adjourn. Our next meeting is January 17th, 2019. It's going to be right here. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.